interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, friends. We are in full swing in the month of August. Yes, indeedy. In just a couple short days, all the children throughout the Treasure Coast will be back in school and will be in a routine and will be looking for something to do to celebrate. And I have the solution with a dear friend here in the studio with me today. Before I introduce you, I want to give a shout out to our friends at Foxy Nails with two locations, one in Vero near the Fresh Market Plaza off of Miracle Mile, the second off of Seaway Drive, South Hutchinson Island, St. Lucie County. True nail artists. You bring them a design, they will implement it. They did my birthday nails, and my birthday party was all yellow and brown, and I got this extra sparkle, and it's so fun, and I love it, and so many compliments. It lasts for weeks, great pricing, and if you have a themed event, like the one we're going to find out about here in just a moment, you're going to want to go to Foxy's first, get your themed nails, and then participate full force. That's the way to do it. Trust me, yours truly, I know a thing or two about theme. So, Brian Leonard, he is our co-chair alongside Candy Caldwell for the annual Sangarita Challenge. And when he is not passionately pursuing this super fun event wearing his Exchange Club hat, he is in fact a mortgage lender, Bayshore Mortgage Funding, incredibly talented at what he does. Yet you have 3 years? This is your fourth Sangarita Challenge?
The third year.
It's our third year. Mm-hmm. So this will be now a real tradition, if you ask me.
It is our annual tradition now. Yes.
I think it's
now, the books.
Since the first one, I got to have the pleasure of collaborating with you, and we hosted it at the Heritage Center, mm-hmm. right downtown.
Yes.
Nobody knew. Will it be a success? Will it not? And by golly, it was.
It was a huge success.
Huge success.
We were over capacity.
Well, and it's just fun to say, Sangarita.
Yes.
What does Sangarita mean, Brian?
It's a combination of sangria and margarita.
Yes, it is. And it's so darn fun and tasty. Now, the second year, because we had gone over capacity, we went to the community center, mm-hmm. Basically right next door, downtown Vero Beach. Great venue. But we
expanded this year.
Yet
into
again.
We give back every year, Exchange Club of Vero Beach, to the UP Center.
United Against Poverty.
United Against Poverty. Mm-hmm. And they approached us, and they've got a great venue.
It's huge.
It's exactly what we need.
Yeah.
So we're expanding on that for our third year.
And they have great parking.
Parking's not an issue. And there's a lot of perks and benefits to their space. And
yeah.
The partnership that we have with them is incredible. So we decided
they recently did a job fair there, and there was tons of people. So I can only imagine how successful this is going to be.
Yes.
As an evening function.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think it'll be a great, great venue.
Okay. So now, Sangarita Challenge, people get to vote. And those are one of my favorite events to go to, because who doesn't want to feel like their opinion matters?
Yes.
So you're going to have multiple restaurants, and some of them have been with you all 3 years.
Yes.
Some of them are new to the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the restaurants that are going to be competing?
One of our returning champions from the first year is Amrani's Cucina.
Yeah.
They also won Best Margarita last year, or excuse me, Best Sangarita last year.
Okay.
And then returning is American Icon. Carrabba's is new. Twisted Lime is new, obviously.
Yeah, they're a fresh restaurant.
Cobalt is mm-hmm. our returning champion. They took best overall last year. And then we also have 21st Amendment.
Wow.
Joining us, the distillery, yes.
And there are multiple awards that someone could get, because they all are required to provide a sangria, a margarita, and a small plate.
Correct.
So let's elaborate a little bit on that. I mean, how did this idea come to be, and I can share with our listeners, it's all quite tasty. Mm-hmm. Like, You have to come up with a strategy when you are a guest, if you ask me. Like, first, all sangria. Second, all margarita. Or reverse.
Or reverse.
Yeah, or reverse. But then this way, you, like, you're tasting comparatively, I think, you know, as an attendee.
There the idea originated from one of our other clubs on the west coast of Florida did something similar to this, but it was just the sangria challenge. It was just one with a small plate. We added to it and kind of came up with sangrita, margarita sangria challenge. Now they actually duplicate our event.
Right? So, it's good.
So it's great, but the... there's really not a lot to do in the summer months in Vero. So August is a great time. Those are summer drinks, typically. Evening, you know, it's pretty hot.
Yeah.
So we figured, you know, let's do something. And this is our third year, and it's one of our biggest events each year. And it just keeps growing and growing. So.
And the cost is so reasonable for someone to be able to come and experience it.
Tickets are $50 a piece. They can be purchased on Eventbrite. Look up Sangrita Challenge. It's right there. Or every club member has them. We have paper tickets as well. Or go to Facebook.
Right. And it will link you right there. It sure will. There's even an opportunity for sponsorship. I know on behalf of my team at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, this is our third year participating as sponsors. I mean, it's cost effective. It includes some tickets so that you get to be a part of the experience. Yes. And it's great exposure. Mm-hmm. Are we still accepting sponsors since we're still about 12 days away?
We are going to press on the printed materials. We obviously are always accepting sponsorships. We'll take a sponsorship right up to the day of.
Right? You just might not be on the print piece.
We just might not make it in, but we'll make sure you're on all social media posts and things of those natures, of course.
Yeah.
But like the newspaper ad, we'll be hitting the paper this week again. So that's pretty much come to a close because the event is... 12 days away, basically, as of Saturday.
As of today.
So as far as sponsorships, we've got three different levels. We have the top level, which is a $1,000 sponsorship. We have a $500 level and then a $250 sponsorship. We've actually grown our $1,000 sponsorship this year tremendously, which is, we appreciate all of our sponsors. And then, yes, it's a great time. People come back year after year.
Well, and I believe that you had a little shout out about some of the sponsors, yeah?
Yes, I did on Facebook on the Exchange Club page.
And then additionally, let's talk about the actual date and time because I feel like I left that out. So it's a Thursday night. What a great way to break up the work week. Mm-hmm. Thursday night, we're going to host it again at United Against Poverty. This is on the northern end of downtown Vero.
Yes.
Excellent parking. Excellent air conditioning. Mm-hmm. All things we really appreciate in August.
It's a great location. And
it's going to kick off at 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock. And it goes until 9:30.
Okay.
And what else were we?
And again, $50 will get you in.
Ticket sales are $50. And that's for everything. Obviously, you're tasting six different restaurants.
All of your tastes of sangrias, of margaritas, and small plates.
Correct. And we do have a cash bar. A full cash bar.
Oh, wonderful. So, and there's going to be a live auction.
We will have a live auction with some great items coming up. And then we also have a silent auction. And then I'm not really sure what the correct word is, but it's the one where you buy tickets and you put them in the baskets.
Lucky Chance. That's what has been the new PC way.
I've heard different names.
I know, me too. But I'm on it because I'm on lots of committees. Lucky Chance is the new name. He's like, I'm going to need a note. And our county appraiser, our property appraiser, Wesley Davis,
yes.
Is going to be our live auctioneer, which he's so talented. He's so good. And he obviously has a passion for the mission. Let's talk about the mission of Exchange.
The mission of Exchange is we are big on prevention of child abuse and awareness of that. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, but we work with different organizations like Youth Guidance throughout the year, helping, you know, prevent any kind of abuse or to those effects. We do a lot with the Veterans Associations, giving back to the community at various resources. I just lost
so
my
much
train
giving.
Of
now, your exchange, there's a couple of exchange clubs in Indian River County.
In Indian River County, we have the Indian River County Exchange Club of Indian River County.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Exchange Club of Vero Beach. Up in Sebastian, that's the one I was just, I just drew a blank. Exchange Club of Sebastian as well, Sebastian Exchange Club. Their big event is the fishing tournament.
The fishing,
every year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So your club, when do you all meet?
We meet Tuesdays at Vincent's Italian right here.
Right on Miracle Mile.
At 12 o'clock.
Okay, so it's a lunch meeting.
It is a lunch meeting, yep. And everybody's welcome.
Wonderful. Yep. How long have you been an Exchange member?
I have been going to Exchange for a little over 6 years. I started with Vance Brinkerhoff, used to ask me to join. And then eventually I just joined like 2 years later. I just said, you know, I come to these lunches. Why am I?
Right.
I'm going to make the commitment. I'm going to make the commitment. So I've been a member now for 4 years, a little over 4 years.
So it wasn't long before you wanted to help put together a fundraiser. And by golly, here we are, Sangerita Challenge.
You know what? The way I was born and raised, I think it's a good, you live and work in a community that supports you, your livelihood. You have to give back to your community, and this is a great way to do it.
This is really well said. So let's highlight a couple of the sponsors that are able to help bring this event to life. And again, there are sponsorship opportunities. It will include the opportunity for you to attend and maybe even bring a few friends, depending on the level. So I think you just got it pulled up. Yeah, go ahead.
We've got quite a few great top-tier sponsors. Obviously, I'm one of them. Bayshore Mortgage Funding.
Woo woo. Which, by the way, your shirt is so tropical. It is so Sangerita.
It's because it's Sangerita.
It is, with the flamingos and the flowers and the colors.
I call the flamingo Javier.
Well, and because we really do encourage people to be tropical in appearance when they come to the Sangerita Challenge. It's encouraged.
It's encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
We have Cobalt Banker, Judy Landgrave, Vance Brinkerhoff, Nancy Marquez, Joseph Walsh, Candy Coldwell, obviously. We have Kathleen Powell and Sue Powell of One Sotheby's International Realty.
I love that there's lots of realtors seeing the greater good of this mission and willing to participate.
Elevate Vero Beach, the day spa.
Oh, nice.
I don't go there. Yes, I do. Okay. It's a great place.
He's like, he looks fresh, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Northern Trust, Tuttle & Larson, Injury Attorneys. We've got Sunshine RV Boat and Auto Storage. Haynes Knowles Real Estate Team, Glendale Properties, Avante Salon, Vero Fitness, just to name a few.
Wow.
We love them all.
Lots of good community partners.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since you are doing both a silent...
And don't forget, White Glove Moving and Storage.
Whoop, whoop.
Delivery.
That's right. I handed my check today. I'm a serious sponsor. I'm in. Now, you would still accept silent auction or live auction items, even if somebody couldn't attend. There's an opportunity for them to get additional exposure to a room full of these qualified people.
Yes, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. And how do they reach out to you, Brian?
They can reach out to me directly via email, BrianTylerLeonard@yahoo.com, or by calling 954-909-3751.
And we will, in fact, if you want to check out the show, share it with others, try and get a group together, treasurecoastinsider.us. We will link the event directly to the Facebook page. And if they wanted to message via the Facebook page and say, hey, I have got an idea for something, is it a good fit? That would work too, yeah?
Yes, that would totally
and
work.
And we'll put Brian's contact information on there as well. Again, treasurecoastinsider.us is the website. You can listen to this show, past shows, live link to all of our sponsors. It's great stuff, an excellent way to support the people that help make this weekly broadcast feasible. Once again, we're chatting about Sangerita Challenge. It's the third annual. It's with the Exchange Club right here in Indian River County. We're so proud of the work that Brian and his co-chair, Candy Caldwell, have been able to do to make this bigger and better each year. It's going to be on Thursday, August 22nd, 6 o'clock. The doors open?
6 o'clock, yes.
6 to 9:30. It's only $50. It's going to be tasty. It's going to be fun. There's lots of great items that you could potentially take home and win. Not to mention photo opportunities, great music, the energy's great. And if you want a reason to dress up in tropical attire, this is it.
This is it.
Yes. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails.
Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Everyone's talking about mental health, but if you needed help, would you know where to turn? If you need help, start here. The Mental Health Collaborative. It's a central resource provider that will make it easier to get the help you need. MHC will make appointments with professionals for you. Simply provide them with your insurance information and the services you need. Make the call to them so they can make the calls for you. The Mental Health Collaborative of Indian River County. Reach out at mhcollaborative.org.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Now during our summer sale, you can save 10 to 50% store-wide on furniture in the latest styles and colors from Tommy Bahama, Lexington, Hooker, Riverside, Universal, Four Seasons, Braxton Color, Capri, and more. Sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom groups, all in stock for immediate delivery. We're also the outdoor furniture experts and have hundreds of styles of any patio furniture you need, including a gallery of Berlin Garden, Hollywood, and Kingsley Bate. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Come in now for our store-wide summer sale, including all pictures, lamps, and accessories half price. Don't forget to visit our outlet and sales store directly across the street and visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Sunshine.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16 ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over two decades, two letters, one simple name, Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Da, 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 da. Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the most. A shout out to my team at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. You know, this is the time of year where we have a little bit of a lull. And so take advantage of some discounts that we're providing for your summer moving and storage needs. We are an interstate agent with Beacons Van Line. So if you know of anybody coming into or out of Florida, we're happy to help. I have here in the studio Brian Leonard. He is a mortgage lender with Bayshore Mortgage Funding. And Brian, would it be fair to say that there's plenty of folks coming into and out of Florida from other states?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so having a reputable moving company headquartered here that you can talk to the whole time, it's never an 800 number, there's no prompts, it's real people, that lends some sort of comfort, I believe, to folks making a big move.
I would say yes.
Yes indeedy. But we do help with local deliveries and packing materials, you name it. We're headquartered here. We love to support not-for-profits and events here in the community. So if you know of anybody that does need a mover, please don't hesitate to mention White Glove. It's always a free estimate. And True Color Salon and Spa, we love them. They're over on Old Dixie. Always a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee, weekend and evening hours. More than just hair. They do nails. They do skin. They do massage. Great massages you can buy in bulk, and it's a terrific deal. You will love it. So thank you to our sponsors. We really appreciate it. Brian Leonard is the co-chair alongside Candy Caldwell for the third annual Sangarita Challenge, which is a effort hosted by the Exchange Club. They have many, many sponsors. They have 6 different restaurants competing. Let's do a recap of what awards can be won on Thursday, August 22nd, please, Brian.
Well, you have Best Sangria.
Okay.
Best Margarita.
Mm-hmm.
Best Small Plate.
Mm-hmm.
And then Best Overall. So there's 4 categories.
So you could come out with a sweep. You could win just one. You could mm-hmm. win 2. Like, there's no rules to the fact of,
correct.
Of a cap. Of the. Now, I thought that what you told me on the commercial break was so juicy.
Yes.
Because our votes really matter.
Voting does matter. Keep that in mind.
Right, whether it's an election.
Get out and vote.
Get out of, or for a Sangarita Challenge. Tell me.
Last year, one vote separated our best overall.
That's
now, the
crazy.
First year, our overall champion was Armani's Cucina.
Right, with their fiocchis.
Yes. Now, the second year, which was last year, Cobalt took best overall.
They had the empanadas, I think, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Uh-huh. And then we went back and recount, you know, double checked that one vote.
One vote.
One vote separated best overall.
Now, this year they made fancy coins.
This year we made it very easy for voting.
Yes.
There will be casino coins with the Exchange Club logo on them, and it says Best Margarita. They're color-coded, different colors. You get 4 chips upon check-in. We have the boxes where you deposit your chips.
At each table.
At each
mm-hmm.
table.
Yeah.
Now, the restaurants, you know, you like their food, and they've got to interact with you just to not.
They sure do. They bring
they want
great
your
staff.
Vote. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you drop your coin in that box.
And, you know, Brian was saying that, you know, these restaurants are all local. They, yes, you can go there, support them. You might already know what their food tastes like. Yet for the Sangarita Challenge, sometimes they're creating something that's completely different, never found on their menu, mm-hmm. and trying to come up with a theme. So it's, if you're thinking, should I invest the $50 for a night of fun and food and drinks? Yes.
You're getting a great sampling. I've been working with the restaurants and bars to figure out what their small plates are. And we've got some very, very, very interesting menu choices coming up. So it's going to be, you will not leave there hungry.
It's very tasty, very tasty. Well,
this is thirsty.
Right, or very thirsty. It's very good. It's so good. It's so, you will not be hungry. You will not be thirsty once we leave. So Eventbrite, look up Sangarita Challenge here in Vero Beach. That will take you directly to the link so you can secure your tickets. You're encouraged to bring friends. There's sponsorship opportunities. You can donate for silent auction or live auction. We're talking about upwards of 300 very qualified people that will be able to hear your name, understand what it is you do, and hopefully after the event, we'll be able to support your business. It's really a win-win, and the Exchange Club does great things.
I just want to point out,
yes.
The Exchange Club of Vero Beach, we do fundraisers throughout the year. We give back to the community. 100% goes back into the
sure
community
does.
Programs and support of different organizations. It also helps us. Like this past spring, we awarded $37,000 in scholarships to 10 local high school students. So it's programs like this that actually helps us
fund
to do that.
Those initiatives.
So.
Yeah. And so it's so worth the investment. And again, it's all here in Vero Beach, one night, United Against Poverty, north end of the downtown. Great great building, and it's going to be really just a lot of fun. Terrific sponsors helping to bring all of this to life, as well as hardworking exchange members and committee members that bring it all to life the day of, because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work indeed. TreasureCoastInsider.us, you can live link and support the sponsors. We'll also have all of Brian's contact information so you can talk about what it is you want to do to help make this event a success. Also, upcoming networking, we would love to have you. That's right, Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network.com. Our Stewart Lunch is next week. Check out this month's edition, by the way, of Treasure Coast Home and Living. White Glove Moving and Storage is on the cover. Trucks of assorted sizes, just like our men. There's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try. Until next week, cheers.